Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now,
I've wrapped up fairs, actually. Blake and I were just talking prior. Just said what, but we've actually got Osage City down and Franklin County Fair down. We're so glad of all the community members, 4-H members, parents, donors, sponsors. It's a long week, but oh my gosh, the joys that come out of the week are just overflowing and abundant. And just to see a community come together for such an event and sponsor the youth of their community, and just watch the kids grow, it just brings my heart joy to be a fair as hot as it is, and even just some challenging situations to work through with different animals but it's all so great, Blake. And so anyways, thank you for anyone that came out, who sponsored us, who showed love to the kids, all the 4-H members that competed and participated. You guys blow me away every year with how much you grow and how much you learn, and our future looks bright from where I stand with the youth that we have in our communities. We are starting our Anderson County Fair this Saturday, July 26th. We have fashion review, food judging, fiber arts, photography. All of those entries will be coming in. Monday, we have, that evening, we have all the animals coming in down there at Garnett. We'll get kicked off Tuesday morning, July 29th, with our swine show rabbit show that evening. I'm just trying to hit some of the highlights here of the Anderson County Fair. They've already had their tractor pull, but let's see, Tuesday night the fun continues with the poultry show at 1:30 and the beef show that night. The ranch rodeo is Tuesday night, July 29th. I know a lot of fairgoers love to go do that. The meat show kicks off Wednesday, and then we round off the week with our sale Friday night at 7 p.m. down there in Garnett. So, again, another really packed, full, fun week of events, 4-H members competing, FFA members competing, and we hope you come out and enjoy the county fair down in Garnett, Kansas. One thing that really brought me a lot of joy, Blake, this week was, each of our counties do fair t-shirts, and I love when I can watch my communities interact with one another. I think that's really positive. It makes me really happy, and I saw so many of Anderson County 4-H'ers up running around at the Franklin County Fair with their fair t-shirt on, just kind of showing that they were an Anderson County 4-H'er, and so I hope some of my other community members hear that, and I hope you go and support the Garnett Anderson County Fair down there. It's a really great fair, and I encourage everyone to come out and see what's going on there next week.
It's going to be a fun one. Make sure you get out and support the local community. Coming out tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mariners Union City District Family Consumer Sciences Agents, Kathy Gal.